Great. So our next question is from Catherine Hoffman in Virginia, and this one's for Tom Steyer. She says, who we elect in midterm elections is critical, and she wants to know what NextGen America is doing and how they can reach people in the middle.
When you say reach people in the middle, meaning people who are neither strongly Democratic nor strongly Republican.
Right.
So let me say this. We do know that the midterm elections in 2018, of course, are incredibly important, and we are trying to be organized around that. I would say that Democrats already have convinced the vast majority of Americans on the issues. If you poll virtually any issue, whether it be healthcare or immigration or a woman's right to choose, or the need for clean energy or the kind of tax cuts for millionaires and billionaires that the Republicans are proposing, you will see that the vast preponderance of Americans agree with us. And I'm not just talking Democrats. I'm not just talking independents. I think in most cases, the vast majority of Republicans agree with us. So I think to a very large extent, what we're dealing with here has been a failure to reach people on a values basis, not a policy basis, to make sure that we're doing the two things that I talked about originally that we're focused on at NextGen. One is local organizing. We think it's absolutely critical to have the kind of voter-to-voter, citizen-to-citizen conversation that has been the heartbeat of American political life for 200 years. And so if we can do that and engage people on the issues themselves directly, we think that is one of the absolute critical steps. We think the second step is, in fact, the storytelling, the way of communicating, which I think has broken down for Democrats, because we all know that Democrats are the party of working Americans. And we're not talking about the bottom 50%. We're talking about 80% or 90% of America really are being represented politically by what we stand for. So when we talk about reaching people in the middle, I think it really does come down to old-fashioned political grassroots organizing and better storytelling. And I think if we do that, we'll find out that the vast preponderance of Americans, regardless of race, ethnicity, background, culture, are going to be for us. And I think that then that will be a very, very sad day for the Republicans.